Well, at lunch on Friday, the ASX 200 is approaching 5,800 points and is up by almost 0.5%. So we've shrugged off the weakness from Wall Street overnight, and we're making up for at least a small portion of yesterday's 1.2% tumble. But over the holiday shortened week, we've had quite a good but volatile performance from local equities. Shares have improved by almost 2% at the moment. So we've made up for all of last week's falls, and we're within striking distance as well, as long as nothing changes this afternoon, of a 1 month high. Now, the gains are quite widespread, so there aren't just one or two sectors driving things. We've got about 70% of stocks on the ASX 200 actually in positive territory. The only exception really are the miners, which are really slowing things down a touch. Losses from BHP, Newcrest, South32, Evolution are some of the main weights on the market. And this is despite the price of iron ore actually edging higher last night by 0.5% to $53.50 per tonne. When looking at Australia's biggest export, keep in mind that prices are still near their worst levels in a year, and they've fallen about 40% from the highs hit earlier this year in February. The banks, the insurers, property stocks, industrials, they're easily offsetting those falls at this stage. One of the best improvers is A2 Milk, which is up around 8%. This is after raising its sales expectations for the financial year for the second time in 2 months, and that's because of strong demand for its infant formula. That's the A2 Platinum product. Bellamy's is down by about 1.5%, but the Tasmania-based infant formula group surged by 15% on Thursday. It raised a healthy portion of the funds needed to turn around its business. BHP Billiton has named Ken McKenzie, the former CEO of packaging group Amcor, to replace outgoing Jack Nasser as the chairman from September this year. And oil prices remain at 7-month lows at the moment. So while that's certainly not doing much to help energy stocks, which are in their third straight week of declines, the airlines, which spend more on fuel than anything else, are certainly some of the standouts. So Qantas is the big winner here. It's in its 9th consecutive week of gains. It's up 3% today, received a broker upgrade yesterday, and is still trading at its best levels on record. The Aussie dollar finally a bit higher than where it was this time yesterday at 75.9 US.